你们必得享安息。
You will find rest for your souls.
你需要得安息吗？
Do you need rest?
你身上有劳苦吗？
Do you have a burden on you?
你身上有重担吗？
Are you weary and burdened?
你像一个那个跑在路上，却是一个好像超负荷的一个车子那样，已经出了很多的问题，还在那里坚持着往前跑吗？
Are you an overburdened car and then you're just trying to keep on going?
叮叮当当，这个灯也亮了，那里也出现声音了哈，但是就没有时间送到这个修车厂去，照样开也能开，但是你知道这个车子是没有办法开长久的。
All kinds of warning lights have been going on in the car, but you don't have time to take it to be maintenance, and yet you're still trying to go.
你像那个用了很久的那个手机哈，你必须不断的删除、删除、删除，否则这个手机没办法用的。
It's like a cell phone that you've been using for a long time. You have to go delete this and delete that to keep it going.
你最近你的身体有出现一些的警示的信号吗？
Have
让
you
你虽然好像这个每一天都在忙碌，但是身体已经越来越承受不住了。
And has your body been giving you warning signs? And you seem like you cannot keep on going, but yet you have to keep going.
你的晚上睡觉有困难没有？
Do you have difficulty sleeping at night?
身体躺在那里，但是脑子好像停不下来哈，没办法真正的休息你的这个人。
You're lying there, but your brain keeps on turning and you cannot find rest.
你的心情一直处在一种很紧张、很焦虑，甚至有一些惧怕的一种的状态当中。
Are you anxious and in fear?
你是有劳苦重担的人吗？
Are you weary and burdened?
你要来到耶稣这里，
You have to come to Jesus.
耶稣他应许给我们真正的安息。
Jesus promises real rest.
这一段话从28节到30节，哈，简短的只有3节的经文，但实际上这里面呢有双重的呼召。
In three short verses, there are double calling there.
第一个给我们这些劳苦担重担的人的呼召，就是来到他这里，凭着信心来到他这里。He will give us rest。他会给我们，这里讲说得安息。
And he's those who come over to him, he will give him rest.
对，直接翻译的话，直接从这个英文也是这样的翻译的哈，就是他会给我们安息。
He will give us rest.
所以这是第一个哈，呼召每一个有这样的重担又同时有信心的人啊，来到耶稣的面前。
This is the first calling for those who have burdened and also have faith.
但这里还有第二个呼召哈，就是在29节里面，他讲说哈，这个负他的轭，学他的样式以后呢，这些人就在心里就必得享安息。
And then the second calling in verse 29 is for those who will take the yoke upon him and also learn from him.
这
Then
个。得享安息，你会发觉哈，这个英文把它翻译成 "You will find rest for your souls"，你就会找到啊，神给你的那个安息。
You will find rest in your souls.
所以这是两个哈不同的这个呼召。
There's twofold calling.
那今天呢，我们只讲这个得安息。
And we'll just talk about the first part.
那下一次我们再思考这个得享安息。
And then the second time, we will look for find rest for your souls.
劳苦担重担的人可以来到耶稣这里。
Weary and burdened can come to Jesus.
学生啊，有学生的劳苦。
Students have their own burden and weariness.
做工的人啊，有他们的劳苦。
People who work have their own burdens.
没结婚、没孩子的，有他们心中的这个担忧。
And those who are not married or not have kids have their own worries.
有了孩子哈，有快乐的重担啊。
And then when you have kids, you have these happy burdens.
不用三个，一个就够他老爸受的了。
And then you don't have need three, just one will have enough for you.
人老了有孤单的劳苦，
And then when you're old, you may have loneliness.
身体有问题了哈，有身体上的劳苦。
But those with physical illnesses that also have burdens.
不是每家人都到这种哈要动刀的地步啊。
Not every family will be at that stage where you kind of taking on a knife.
但也常常的哈，本来给我们安息的家庭婚姻，却成了我们的重担哈，心里的劳苦。
But yet many times the family supposed to give you rest will become your burden.
但其实更重的就是，忙啊忙啊，最后却心里不得安宁啊，最后心里得到受到人各种各样的指责和责备。
But yet, sometimes we find that we may be busy, and times we kind of receive kind of challenges from other people, and then we cannot find rest inside.
所以世界上有这么多的人。
There are many people in this world.
不同的年龄，不同的种族，不同的这个性别。
Different ages and sex, and also different ethnicities.
但所有的人都有这样一个共同的特点，就是我们都是劳苦担重担的人。
But we all have one thing in common. We're all weary and burdened.
人生就像这个巨人啊，在不断的推一个大石头一样。
And our life is like this giant trying to push the boulder.
以为把这个石头推到这个山顶，任务就完成了。
We thought we would push it all the way to the top of the hill and then we'd be done.
但这块大石头一旦被推到山顶以后，它就自动的会又可以滚到山坡底下。
But yet, when we push it to the top, it will automatically roll back to the bottom.
他还要从头再来，周而复始的这样，生活就变成这样一个蛮有劳苦重担的一种状态。
And then you have to go over and over again, and that's our life will become weary and burdened.
凡劳苦担重担的人，
all,
可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
All who you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
其实大家注意这个劳和苦。其实是两个意思的。
And when you're weary, there are actually two meanings to it.
这个劳作，这个工作，其实上帝造的时候不是苦的，这是神给人的一种的祝福，他的责任啊，他跟神一起同工是一个福气来的。
In the beginning, when God gave us this work to do, is a lot of work, but it is not supposed to be suffering.
工作怎么成了劳苦了呢？劳作怎么成为苦的了呢？
Why would the work become something of a suffering?
那就是在伊甸园里面，这个词在圣经里面第一次你能找到哈，就是在创世纪里面。
I mean, you can find that word first time in the book of Genesis.
神又对亚当犯罪以后的亚当说哈，你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦。才能从地里得吃的。
To Adam, he said, because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you, though through painful toil you will eat fruit from it all the days of your life.
神造了亚当夏娃，就把他们放在伊甸园里面，替神在那里看管啊，修理这个园子。
When God created Adam and Eve, he put him into the Garden of Eden to do work for God.
借着亚当夏娃的工作，让他的人生变得有方向、有意义、有内容。
So that through their work, they would have content, they would have direction for their lives.
他在他的工作当中体现出神造他的那个智慧能力，让他能够发挥这些。哇，觉得我人生很有意义，很有方向。
So through that work, they would kind of extend the meaning, understand the meaning of God's plan in their lives.
让他觉得在神的面前，在这个世界上，他有些事情是做出是体现出他的价值的一方面。
So they can realize the value in this world.
所以这个工作本身是对人的一个极大的一个祝福。
So it's actually a blessing for people's lives.
但当亚当开始离开神的时候，人生的方向就没了。
But when Adam left God, and that direction was lost,
他不知道为什么要再继续做这些事情了。
He didn't know what he was supposed to do anymore.
当他离开神的时候，这些的意义就变成了无意义。
So when he left God, all that meaning turned into meaningless.
人生只剩下了工作，只剩下了劳苦，为的是糊口，为他是能够存活，为他谋生。但是这个人的方向最终要走到哪里，没有了，找不到了。
So all this work turned into painful toil, and that life became meaningless, and he didn't understand why God created him in the first place.
所以一旦一个人忙忙忙忙到一生的时候，最后的时候还不认识神的时候，在这个过程当中，到最后的结尾的时候还不认识神的时候，真的是白白的这样一生就这样过去了。
when somebody just go through all this toil and they didn't really understand or know God in the end, then all his life would pass in vain.
意义到底在哪里呢？
Where's the meaning?
如果 人死如灯灭的话，那这一辈子的目的方向最终到底去哪里呢？就是虚空吗？
And if all a person's life is just after you die, then it's like a light being extinguished, then what is the meaning of all of that?
难怪现在地上的世上的越来越看重当下、啊、所谓这个吃喝玩乐在这个世上所寻求到的那个满足。
So no wonder people today more and more emphasize how to enjoy today with eating, with playing and all kinds of enjoyment.
然而我们又都知道这是我们每个人都能感受到的，当你用这个世上的这种暂时的快乐暂时的享受试图填补我们人生追求意义追求那个永恒的那种的渴望的时候，是永远不满足的。
And yet, when people try to use these temporary happiness to fill that hole in our lives of eternity, then that they would never be able to fill it.
就是渴了还要再喝，喝了完了以后还会再渴，啊，渴了再喝，喝了再渴，人生就变得这样一种，啊，没有方向，没有意义。
And so, when you drink something, you will be thirsty again and over again, and so that what your life would have become.
这样的劳作才成了劳苦。
And that kind of toil became painful toil.
所以你看，人生的劳苦其实最终的根源是因为人犯罪。
So you see the root cause of all of this toil is because of man's sin.
不光是亚当犯罪，包括我们每一个人啊，犯罪以后依然生活在罪的当中啊，与神隔离了。
So it's not just Adam, but all of us. After we sin, we are separated from God.
当我们人的生命当中没有神的时候
，When we don't have God in our lives,
任何有限的东西都没有办法真正的满足我们的心。
No limited thing can truly satisfy us.
以至于我们感受一种深深的一种的啊茫然，一种的虚空，一种的无意义。
So that we can feel the emptiness and vanity in our lives.
不光是劳苦，还有担重担。
Not only painful toil, but also burdened.
这个重担这个词就是后面那个当父我的恶啊，那个恶那个意思。
And that's also the sin that we talk about later on.
你想到恶，就想到那个牛啊，在地里面这个啊耕地的那个图画了。
And so we talk about the yoke, and you can think about the oxen plowing the ground.
我们常常讲这个人哇，这个很多的重担，说他当牛做马。
And when we think about burden, we're thinking about being horses or just being oxen.
他负着很沉重的轭啊，要耕耘啊，要卖力啊，要这个啊流水流汗，这个费力的去往前去行进。
It bears a heavy yoke and have to plow the hard ground to go forward.
那在这个犹太人的这个文化当中，他们一想到这个轭呢，他们就会想到这个律法。
And when the Jewish people think about the yoke, they think about the law.
律法啊，他们要拼命的去遵行、遵守哈、啊，为了要这个努力的去达到这个律法的要求哈、啊，就像那个牛身上背着一副重轭一样。
They try the hardest to kind of follow the law. It's just like an oxen, bearing this yoke.
不光是律法本身，包括那些法利赛人，包括那些文士哈、啊，还在这个神的律法之上又加了很多的东西哈、啊。真的就像一副越来越重的轭放在那些律法之下的人。
So the Pharisees and the scribes added more and more regulations on top of God's law. It's just like a yoke getting heavier and heavier for the oxen.
这是为什么保罗在写罗马书的时候告诉我们，不光救我们脱离罪的这种的压制，而且叫我们脱离律法的这个重轭啊。
So that's why Paul in the book of Romans is telling us not only to be escaping from sin, but it also escape from the burden of the law.
我们今天在神的面前不再是靠律法，而是靠恩典得蒙上帝的喜悦。
No longer are we going salvation through following the law, but instead is through grace.
不再是遵行一条一条一条六百多条的这个律法来上上帝的面前讨他的喜悦了。
No longer are we trying to please God through following hundreds of laws and regulations.
因为这件事情律法的这个要求已经在十字架上耶稣基督已经用他的那个一生已经完成。
Because the demands of law have been accomplished on the cross by Jesus.
借着耶稣基督的生，他生在律法之下；借着他的死，断开了一切的捆绑，包括律法的重轭，让我们在他的里面，在恩典当中，靠着我们的相信而承蒙上帝所喜悦的。
So even though Jesus was born under the law, but on the cross he has fulfilled all of it, and so that we can receive life through him.
除了这个律法的重轭之外，还有这个罪所带来的这个重担。
Besides the law's burden, there is also the burden of sin.
耶稣说：“这个你们要晓得真理啊，真理必使你们得以自由。”
Jesus said that you have to know truth because truth will give you freedom.
当时的犹太人听了以后说：“我们是自由人呢、啊，我们没做过谁的奴隶呀、啊。”
And the Israelites thought, "Well, we are free. We are not anybody's slaves."
他们都忘了啊，他们当初在摩西没有带他们出埃及之前，他们在埃及不就是做奴隶的吗
？They forgotten that before Moses took them out of Egypt, they were slaves there.
那耶稣接着来讲，对这些犹太人讲说，犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
And then Jesus told them that those who sin are the slaves of sin.
我们以为说，哇，这个我们信耶稣要负耶稣的轭，好像很这个受限制啊。
We thought, well, we have to bear the yoke of Jesus. It sounds like we're quite limited.
大家有没有想过，我们不负耶稣的轭的话，我们会负谁的轭呢
？Did we ever think that if we don't bear the yoke of Jesus, whose yoke would we bear？
耶稣说，犯罪的，凡是犯罪的，都是罪的奴仆。
Jesus said that anyone who sin is a slave of sin。
其实，在我们没有负耶稣的轭之前，我们每个人身上都有一个很重的担子，很重的轭，是那个律法和罪带来的。
Even before we receive the yoke of Jesus, we are all under the yoke of sin and law.
就像犹太人当初在法老的手下啊，在那个做奴隶的时候啊，那个担子是非常沉重的。
Just like the Israelites, when they were under Pharaoh, they have a heavy burden.
今天神要借着耶稣基督来释放我们。
Today, God will use Jesus to release us.
脱离律法的重轭，脱离罪所带来的那个沉重的担子。
To escape the heavy yoke of sin and the yoke of the right as laws.
凡劳苦担重担的人
All you are weary and burdened.
啊，只有一个小小的一个“凡”这个字放在这里
A small word all.
但这个字能够放在这里不简单哦
But it's not simple to put it here.
这个字耶稣能够讲出来，真的是不简单哦
When Jesus say that, it's not simple.
凡劳苦担重担的人，包括我
，all who are weary and burdened, including me，
也包括你
，also you，
包括这个房间里面的每一个人
，everybody in this room，
包括这个世界的每一个人呢
，everybody in the world，
这个世界现在有多少人呢？80亿人呢
？And today we have 8 billion people in the world。
不光包括今世的这80亿人，包括历史历代的所有的人，加起来不知道多少的人。凡哦，因为大家都有这个共同的特点，凡劳苦担重担的人都可以到耶稣这里来。
Not only the 8 billion today, but also the people in all generations, and so no matter how many they add up to, all who are weary and burdened.
能够讲出这一句话的人，要么是疯子，要么就是真神。
Anyone who can say that either is crazy or he is the true God.
耶稣不仅讲。向所有的人劳苦担重担的人发出这个邀请，而且他能够真的做到，让所有的凭着信心的人、劳苦重担的人都能够在他里面得安息。他一定是上帝。
Not only can Jesus say it, but he can actually do it to all who are weary and burdened. He is the true God.
世上哪一家银行可以对所有负债的人说：“你们来，你们只要来，我就可以把你所有的债务都付清。
”Any bank in this world can say to anyone that Or who you can come to me, then I can make you debt free.
世上有哪一个港湾可以对所有在海上航行的船只说：“你们来，你们只要来，我这就有一个停泊的位置，让你在这里享受安息。”
Which haven in the world can say to any ship that you can come to me and you can find safety in me?
世上有哪一把椅子可以对每一个劳苦的旅者说：“你可以来，坐在我这里。”可以得享安息。
And any chair can say to anyone, all who are weary can come to me and you can find rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人， 这不仅仅是耶稣说说而已。
It's not Jesus just saying that.
因为他是上帝，他才能够说出这样的话。
Only because he was God, he can say it.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。
All who are weary and heavy burden, you can come to me.
真的可以吗？
Can you really come?
就这么简单吗？不带点见面礼给他？
And is it really that simple? Do we have to bring him a gift?
我不需要修饰修饰自己，做一点什么好人好事，再来见他吗？
Do I have to do some good work before I come to him?
唯一的条件就是我是劳苦担重担的人就可以咯。
Only condition, I'm weary and burdened and I can come?
这一点上对于华人来讲有一点难以接受。
Well, Chinese, it's hard to accept.
我们都是说无功不受禄。
We all said that if we don't do work, we don't deserve the merit.
白白地接受别人的帮助，白白接受别人恩典，总是觉得心里过不去。
And if we can't receive a gift freely, then we feel like, nah, they can't really do that.
多多少少我应该做点什么，对不对？
We need to do something.
我不做什么就来，这个不好意思。
If I just didn't do anything, that would be kind of embarrassing.
但这正是耶稣基督恩典显明的时候。
But that's the way that Jesus manifests his grace.
在恩典的面前，我们要放下自己一切的骄傲，一切的自持，一切的自以为意，真的是把你自己一切都放下，就是单凭你的唯一的条件就是你的劳苦，你的重担，你的罪，你愿意认你的罪，愿意来，你就可以得到。
In front of grace, we need to kind of lay down everything, our self-respect, our self-righteousness, and we just have to come before him.
这叫恩典。
This is grace.
我们得就是本乎恩，是神的白白的赐给我们的礼物。
It's by grace that God has given us this free gift.
是给每一个谦卑的来到他的面前，愿意伸出手来，像一个乞丐一样来接受他给予的这个救恩和恩典的人。
For all who can come before him humbly, extending out their hands to receive.
一个老师啊，带着一班的小学生啊，上课开始，从兜里拿出一个巧克力糖放在桌子上。
A teacher with a group of elementary school students, the class begins, he put out a bar of chocolate.
对全班的同学讲说，谁想要这个巧克力就是谁的。
And he would say, anyone who wants this bar of chocolate will be his or hers.
全班的学生瞪大眼睛看。
And everybody is going to stare.
但没有一个人敢上来。
But no one dares to come up.
等了几分钟，从最后一排有一个男生哈，慢慢的、慢慢的往前走。
And then after a while, a boy at the back kind of slowly came up.
边走还边看看老师的脸色。
And then we're walking and kind of looking at the teacher, see how he's reacting.
走到桌前，看着哈，看这里有什么陷阱没有。
And then we'll go in front of the table and see any traps there.
最后怯怯的啊，伸手把巧克力拿走了。
And then gingerly took the bar of chocolate.
回到座位上打开
，and then go back to the seat and open it up。
大家都看着他
，everybody stare at him。
吃进去
，ate it。
真的巧克力，不是骗人的哈，真的巧克力。
Real chocolate, not something cheating。
哇，全班的学生都后悔得不得了，怎么让他去拿了？我怎么没有跑去拿
？And then the entire class regretted. How can I let him go up and take it?
耶稣说可以来。
Jesus said you can.
你就这样来的时候，你就蒙恩了。
When you can come like this, you'll be receiving grace.
你就得到了。
You will receive.
得到人就可以向别人去做见证。是的，神没有说谎，他要给我安息，我在他里面得到了。
And those who have received it and say, "Yes, I can bear testimony. Yes, I got it. I got it by grace."
可以到我这里来。
You can come to me.
多少的人走遍世界啊，这个城那个城，那些的名胜东西。寻找心灵的平安和安息都得不到。
And anybody who will go all around the world to look for it, then they would not be able to find it.
有些人走遍了多少的地方，寻遍了名医，哈，需要解决他身体的问题，也不能得到最终的医治。
And those who will go for all kinds of famous doctors, but yet they could not find the ultimate cure.
我们不需要非得把世界上所有的宗教信仰都比较完了以后，最后才去选择。
We don't need to compare all the religions in this world and then choose in the very end.
耶稣说：“可以到我这里来。”
Jesus said, "You can come to me."
你只要来到他的面前，把你的心向他敞开， 把你的口打开，呼喊耶稣基督的拯救，他就会把那一个安息赐给你。
You can come to him, open your hearts, and just call out to him, then he will come to you.
可以到我这里来，不是只是来到教会的聚会当中哦。
When he said you can come to me, doesn't mean just come into the midst of a church.
啊，我们聚在一起好开心呢，我们有吃有活动，大家很热闹哈。来的目的是为了遇见这位耶稣基督。
When we gather together, we have a good time. We would have eat together and all kinds of activities. But yet, the real purpose is to meet Jesus.
你只有来到这位耶稣基督为我们的罪钉在十字架上，三天以后从死里复活的这位耶稣基督的面前，他才能够把这位这个真正的安息赐给你。
You have to come to this Jesus who died on the cross for your sins and resurrected 3 days later, and you will find true rest.
当我们这样来的时候，耶稣说：“我就使你们得安息。”
And then when you come like that, Jesus said, "I will give you rest."
当我们来的时候，耶稣就负责。
When we come, Jesus will be responsible.
他是主动，他是负责的那一位。
He is proactive and he is responsible.
我们能做的就是来。
The only thing we can do is to come.
我们转向他，离开我们现在站的位置，来到他的面前。
We turn away from whatever we were doing and come in front of him.
当我们这样来的时候，他会负责，我就，使你们得安息。
And when we come like that, he said, I will be responsible, I will give you rest.
使你们得安息。
Give you rest.
我们是接受的那一方。
We are the side who is receiving.
就像耶稣呼召门徒说，来，跟从我，我就使你得人如得鱼一样。
It's like Jesus said to his disciples, "Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men."
门徒的责任是来。
The responsibility of the disciples is to come.
跟着耶稣。
Follow Jesus.
跟他吃在一起，住在一起，看他做所做的事情。
Follow him, eat with him, live with him to see what he does.
在这个过程当中，主会亲自负责，让他们得人如得鱼一样。
And then God will be responsible to make them fishers of men.
这里是一样的道理。
Same principle here.
只要我们凭着信心来到耶稣这里面前，
by faith we come before Jesus.
他就负责使我们得安息。
He will be responsible to give us rest.
这个安息是指着与神的和好。
And this rest is talking about reconciliation with God.
犯罪的人是与神为敌的。
Sinful men are enemies of God.
怎么能够解除与神为敌的这种状态呢？
How do you tell about this condition of being enemies with God?
来到耶稣这里。
And then if you can take care of it by coming in front of Jesus.
这个安息和我们下次要讲的那个得享安息的安息的意思有一点的不同。
And here about the rest that we are given is a little bit different from what we'll talk about next time that we will find rest for our souls.
这里的安息是 rest with God.
And here the meaning of is rest with God.
两个敌对的双方啊，这个以色列和伊朗啊，或者这个乌克兰和俄罗斯啊，敌对的双方怎么能够解除这种的敌对，让他们有这个 peace with each other？
So it's like two sides of enemies, like Ukraine and Russia, or maybe Iran and Israel. How do you resolve that situation between the two enemies?
这里就是讲哈，我们跟神的那样一种的状态，敌对的状态被解除、被解决，让我们跟神能够和好。
And so here is talking about how to be reconciled with God.
这就是罗马书第五章所讲的哈，我们既然因信称义，就得以借着我们的主耶稣基督与神相合。
And so it's just like in Romans 5, actually through Jesus, by faith, that we can be reconciled with God.
这是一个心理学家写的一本书啊。
This is a book written by a psychologist.
他把人从七个方面来分析，说人需要安息。
From seven perspectives, how we need rest.
我们的身体需要安息。
Our body needs rest.
这个要有这个晚上好的休眠休息哈。睡眠，我们这个身体才能够重新的得力。
We need to have good rest at night, and then we would have peace in our body.
那不光身体，包括我们的头脑哈，你这个人躺下去，头脑也能够安静下来啊，要得到充分的休息。
And not just our body, but also our mind needs to find rest.
第三种是讲到我们的感官哈，这个我们的听觉、视觉哈，这个触觉、这个味觉等等哈，这些的感官需要休息。
And then the third is our sensory organs, like our eyes and our ears, they need to find rest too.
尤其是我们生活在这样的一个时代啊，各方面的这个刺激，听觉方面的、视觉方面，哇，这么丰富的东西，不断的在刺激我们的感官。
Especially the world we live in with all kinds of stimuli, we need to find rest for our sensory organs.
有的时候让我们好像有一些的感受必须要加强那个刺激的强度。
And sometimes we find that, you know, they would try to increase the intensity of these stimuli.
这个时间久了人会出问题。
And then that's the part where we would encounter problems.
如果你天天吃大餐的话，你就吃那个大餐就越来越没有味道了。
If every day you're going to have a big banquet, then the more and more it will become tasteless.
所以我们的感官需要休息。
Our sensory organs need rest.
在这里讲说我们的创造性需要休息哈，需要安息哈。像这个画家创作绘画，音乐家创作音乐哈。像我们做牧师要写讲章，不停的写讲章，这些东西要学习去休息它。
And so also our creativity needs rest. So it's just like an artist paintings or a musician trying to compose music or even a preacher trying to write sermons.
有时候的问题是情感啊，这是第五方面啊，人的喜怒哀乐啊。如果人常常处在一种很强烈的情感大起大伏，这个人也是会出问题。
And so also our emotions need rest. So if your emotions are going big ups and downs, then you would sooner or later get into problems.
第六方面叫做关系上需要休息。
And then the sixth is our relationship needs rest.
人需要有的时候有一种独处的一个空间和时间。
And sometimes we need space to be alone.
最后他也提到这个灵性的休息。
And then finally he mentions our spiritual life needs rest.
大家知道这个 secularPsychology 啊，这个地上这个心理学有什么问题呢
？But what is the problem with the secular psychologist？
他好像听起来蛮有道理的。
It sounds he's kind of very reasonable。
这个也好像让分析的条条是道的啊。
And also the analysis seems to be pretty comprehensive。
我们听起来也觉得他讲的挺有道理的。
Seems pretty good。
但常常他不能够把那一个真实的问题的根源讲清楚。
But yet he cannot pinpoint the root cause of the true problem.
这都是人世上的学问。
This is all human knowledge.
我们只有对照圣经的启示和话语，我们才知道啊，他们讲的只是停留在那个表面的那个层次上。
And through the revelation of God's words, we can see that they are actually pretty superficial.
而且世上的心理学有什么问题呢？因为它的前提假设有的时候是出问题的啊。
And sometimes what the problem with the secondKnowledge is that they have the wrong premise.
所以很多的这个心理学家是不信神的。
Many psychologists don't believe in God.
他们的前提假设说人是这种自然进化产生的。
They believe that human beings are from evolution.
所以他可以靠着心理学有很多很仔细的观察，有很系统的总结，要贴一些的标签这样上面呢。但是因为他们不认识神，不知道上帝的启示，他没有办法给人的真正的问题提供解决的方案。
And even though they may have a detailed analysis with also careful studies, but because the premise that they didn't know God, they cannot pinpoint the root cause and the solution.
你说心理学家对我也有一些帮助啊，我的这个心理医生也会给我开药啊，可以帮我这个缓解这个问题啊。
And you may say that, well, this psychologist sometimes can help me and give me medication.
这个像什么？就像你发烧的时候，他给你吃这个 Tylenol。
And just like when you have a fever, they give you Tylenol.
这个就像你手割伤了以后，他给你一贴的创可贴。
And or maybe you have a cut, and they give you a Band-Aid.
好像能够暂时缓解你的问题，但不能够真正解决你的问题。
They will give you a temporary relief, but they cannot solve the root cause.
比如说，我们对照这个启示录的第14章13节，我们就知道哈，前面讲的七种，他讲的那个七种的安息不完整哦。那些都不是最重要的呀，最重要的是在这里讲的。
And when we look at Revelation 14, we find that the seven kind of rest is that it's not the most important. The most important is being talked about here.
说我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下，从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们息了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
Then I heard a voice from heaven say, write. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit. They will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them.
这是神的话。
Well, this is God's words.
这句话就告诉我们说，地上有很多的身体啊、情感啊、感官等等，他列出那个七个方面，都是地上的劳苦。
And here we talk about all the toil on earth, like you know, your body and your mind and your sensory organs.
地上的劳苦总有一天都要熄掉的。
And all those labor on earth will stop.
但熄了地上的劳苦之后，还有一个安息，是那永远的安息，永远跟神在一起的那一种平安喜乐蒙福的状态。
And then after that, there will be this rest for eternity with God in heaven.
那个是你用什么心理学分析呀、推测呀、演练都推不出来的东西。
And it doesn't matter what psychology you use, you would not be able to deduce that.
只有那一位从天而降、道成肉身来到地上的主耶稣基督，只有借着圣灵、只有借着圣经，才能够把那一部分的真实真相告诉我们。
Only the Word become flesh and the Holy Spirit and God's words can reveal that to us.
如果你在地上拼命的只是想你身体上怎么好好休息得到的健康吃什么、怎么做到哪里去旅游让你可以放松你只能解决这世上的问题。
If you try to do your best of finding what's the right food to eat or also to go travel to find that rest on this earth, then you can only solve this life's problem.
而且不能够真正解决你在世上的这些的劳苦。
But actually, you cannot even solve that true toil on earth.
而且会错过在永恒当中那更大的神所应许的哈，你息了地上的劳苦之后可以得到的那个永远的安息是在主耶稣基督的救赎当中。
And you will miss out on that eternal rest that you will find in Jesus.
这是为什么耶稣基督要向每一个劳苦担重担的人发出这样的邀请，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来我就使你们得安息。
And that's why Jesus has to invite people to say, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest."
安息是什么
？What is rest?
安息就是一个被压债务压得喘不过气的人啊，所有的债务一笔勾销了。
And it's all someone who is debt laden and burdened, and then all the debts are forgiven.
安息是什么啊？是那个。走路疲乏的旅客，有一个可以坐下来安息休息的地方。
Rest is for weary travel. They find a bench they can sit down.
安息是什么啊？被捆绑的人啊，锁链自己没有能力可以挣脱，但是今天你的这个被捆绑的锁链被彻底的断开了。
Rest is for someone who is locked up by chains that the chains are broken.
安息是什么？安息是在生活在黑暗里的人，迷茫找不到光、找不到方向的人，有一扇门，有一扇通向光明、通向永生、通向有盼望的那个方向的门向你敞开了。
Rest is for someone who is living in darkness cannot find an exit, would find a door with light open up that you can lead with direction.
安息是那个船可以回到。平静的港湾里面躲开海上的那种的狂风巨浪在那里可以得到安息。
Rest is for someone who can find a haven for the soul to escape from the storms outside.
安息是耶稣基督的十字架。
Rest is Jesus' cross.
在耶稣基督的十字架上他已经宣告了所有劳苦的那真正的罪的根源，所有的那些律法罪恶带给人的那种的重担，在十字架上他已经为我们承担了。
And it's the declaration of the cross from Jesus that He has borne the burden of sin and law for us on the cross.
他已经为世上八十亿人以及历史历代所有人的所有的罪承担了罪的刑罚了。
He has borne the punishment of sin for the 8 billion people today and all people of all generations.
他在十字架上张开这个双手，是在邀请世上每一个人来，凡劳苦担重担的人可以来到我这里，我就使你们得安息。
And he opened his arms on the cross, an invitation to all the people in the world, come and I can find, and you will find rest.
你知道有四种人得不到这种耶稣所应许的安息。
There are four kinds of people who cannot find this rest.
第一种人是不知道的人。
First is those who don't know.
没听过的。
They never heard.
不知道耶稣为我们已经钉了十字架，不知道耶稣已经从死里复活，以至于他没办法来到耶稣这里。
Don't know that Jesus has already died on the cross and resurrected for us, and so they didn't know how to come to him.
还在世上在寻找。
And they're still seeking in this world.
我们以前也是这样的人。
We were like that before.
但是感谢主，有人让我们知道，有人向我们传福音，我们知道了。
But thank God, someone preached the gospel to us, so we knew.
第二种人就是虽然知道了，但不信。
Second kind, they knew, but they don't believe.
如果今天这个 Vicky 姊妹来这里，向我们宣告说，今天 Costco 鸡蛋大减价了。
And today, let's say Vicky tell us that there is a sale on eggs in Costco.
12个一盒的1块钱。
And then $1 for a dozen.
不可能吧？我前两天去看还2块多，将近3块钱一盒。
And then I went there just a few days ago, was $2 something.
所以你不信，
so、you don't believe,
那你就不会去了。
And you won't go.
去了一看，哎，真的呀，他们讲的没有错。
And then when you went, you said, really, yeah, it is.
可以来，不带任何的礼物就可以来到耶稣这里，你的劳苦重担就得脱。哇 ，too good to be true.
And then if you say, well, you don't have to bring anything to go to him, and then that's too good to be true.
白白的礼物，巧克力在桌，你去拿就是你的。哇，这可能吗
？And this chocolate, if you go and it's yours, is it really possible?
信的人就有福了。
Blessed are those who believe.
第三种人啊，有知道了啊，也相信，但觉得。不那么重要吧？我现在这个事手头的事这么重要，干嘛跑到 Costco 去买便宜鸡蛋呢
？And the third, they heard, they believe, but they thought that well, I have other things to do. I don't really have time to go to Costco.
当你邀请人来教会来听福音来聚会的时候，他说：“哎呀 ，I'm too busy. 我最近太忙了。
”And when people invited you to church to listen, and you said, "I'm too busy recently,"
你就知道他还没有意识到，这个福音带给他的好处。不听福音带给他的害处，他不信耶稣基督所带来那个危险是何等大。
And then you realize that he didn't really understand the importance of this gospel and the danger that he is facing.
第四种人就是也知道了，也相信，也知道这个东西的重要性，但是还是不肯。
And in the fourth kind, they heard, they believe, they think it's important, but.You know, they have the time, but they don't really wanted to do it.
心里总是下不了那个决定。
They have already made a decision.
还记得这个以赛亚先知讲的那句话哈，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们静止不肯。
And Isaiah would tell us that you will find that you are strengthened through your belief, but yet you are not willing.
求神啊，求神打开我们的眼睛啊，求神断开这一切黑暗权势对人心的捆绑。当你对某人有这样的负担的时候，为他祷告啊，这不仅仅是我们言语的传讲的问题，更是属灵的征战。神的灵能够光照人心，断开捆绑。人才有机会，有人为他祷告，他才更加有盼望，能够快快的信耶稣。
May God open our eyes to the spiritual battle, so that we have the burden to see how we need to pray for someone that they would have hope to receive the salvation.
带着信心啊，所以得安息的关键是信心。
So to be the key is to have faith.
相信耶稣基督已经在十字架上成就了。
To believe that Jesus already accomplished on the cross.
乃至他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
But he was pierced for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
我们传的福音是一个好消息。
The gospel we preach is a good news.
不是给人的一个好建议。
It's not a good recommendation.
好消息就是说这件事情已经成了，我们只是告诉别人，
这件事情成了，耶稣已经救赎已经完成，你只要相信就可以得到。
Good news is something has already been done, so you just have to believe.
我们不是给人一个好的建议，说，哎，你来试试看，你这样做或许大概差不多，你如何如何。
And it's not a good suggestion that if you do this, maybe you do this and get this and get that.
因他的鞭伤，我们就可以得医治。
Because of his wounds, we were healed.
因他十字架上所承担的这一切的刑罚，我们就可以得平安。
And because of the punishment he received on the cross, that we can receive peace.
所以大家读过这个天路历程的时候，它中间有一段就讲啊，这个天路客，这个基督徒哈、啊，出了家以后，出了他自己住的地方，逃离的时候，身上就一直背着这个重担。
And when you read the book of Pilgrim's Progress, you will read about the pilgrim that he was bearing this heavy burden after he escaped from his house.
越走越沉重，越走越疲累。
The more he walked, the heavier it becomes, and the more weary he was.
直到他来到十字架的面前，开始仰望十字架的时候，哇，这个重担就得脱了。
And when he looked upon the cross, that burden was relieved from him.
仰望十字架。
To look upon the cross.
用你信心的眼睛，用你信心的手去抓住神。
With eyes of faith and with hands of faith that you grasp onto God.
所以这个得安息的关键哈、啊，是凭着信心来到神的面前。
So the key of rest is to come to Jesus with faith.
就像这个血漏的妇人一样。
It's like the woman with the blood disease.
她心里说，只要我手一抓她的衣服，抓她哪怕这个穗子的一角，我就得医治。
If I can just grab onto the corner of his cloak, then I will be healed.
这个信心不是她凭空想象出来的啊。
That faith is not just her imagination.
因为她听过耶稣。
Because she heard Jesus.
她知道耶稣已经医治了很多的人。
She heard that Jesus had healed many.
她知道耶稣医治了其他的人，她就激发了她里面这种信念。她说：“我也可以。
”And then when she heard about all of those healings, she said, "I can have that too."
耶稣周围那么多的人都在拥挤着耶稣，但是碰着耶稣哈。但是只有这个女人是凭着信心去抓耶稣的。
Many people were crowding around Jesus, kind of touching him, but yet only this woman was grasping him in faith.
她信心的手一伸出来，耶稣就感觉能力出去了。
When her hands was extended, Jesus can feel power came out of him.
她就得医治了。
She was healed.
十二年的血漏就得医治。
12 years of disease was healed.
信心啊，就像这个瞎子巴底买一样。
Faith is like this blind man, Bartimaeus,
坐在路边在那乞讨
and begging on the side of the road.
耶稣走过，很多人走过，就问谁啊？这是谁走过
？And when many people pass by, he asks who passed by.
有人就告诉他，这是耶稣。
And people told him it's Jesus.
哇，他就大声喊起来了，大卫的子孙呐、啊，大卫的子孙呐、啊、
！And then he shouted, "The descendant of David."
我们怎么知道巴底买这个瞎子有信心呢？
How do we know Bartimaeus has faith?
从他的称呼耶稣的这个称呼上面，你就知道他有信心。
And from the way that he called Jesus, we knew.
谁是大卫的子孙呢
？Who is the son of David?
那是圣经里面应许的那一位基督哦。
And that is the Christ, the Messiah, promised in the Bible.
别人告诉他他是夫子啊，他是耶稣啊。
And other people told him that is Jesus or is a teacher.
但他却呼喊基督啊。大卫的子孙呐、啊，弥赛亚啊，你既然来了，不要把我撇下，我要抓住你。
And but yet he shouted, "Messiah, Christ, Son of David, I need to grasp onto you."
不管别人怎么说，旁边人说别喊，别喊，耶稣有重要的事情，别干扰他。
And other people told him, "Be quiet, be quiet. Jesus has more important things to do."
他不管哦。
He doesn't care.
继续喊，耶稣说你过来。
He continued to shout, and Jesus said, "Come over."
你要我为你做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
他说我要看见。
He said, "I want to see."
就这么简单，就这么直接。
That simple, that direct.
我想脱去劳苦。
I was.
我想脱去重担。
I want to take away my burden.
我想我的罪能够得赦免。
I want my sins to be forgiven.
我要得那个永生。
I want to have that eternal life.
求你赐给我。
May you give it to me.
耶稣说你可以看见。
Jesus said, "You can see."
信心，凭着信心来到耶稣这里。
Come to Jesus with faith.
还有这个迦南的妇人。
And this Canaanite woman.
啊，这次耶稣给她很大的考验。
It just a lot of trouble bothered here.
她女儿被鬼附了哈，这个很苦的。
And her daughter was possessed by a demon.
她就求耶稣来医治她的女儿。
She asked Jesus to heal her.
耶稣一开始不理她。
At first, Jesus didn't pay any attention to her.
门徒都看不下去了，替这个妇人求耶稣，你就解决她的问题，她就走了，不要在这喊了。
So other people would just kind of plead for her and say, just solve her problem and she'll get rid of her.
这女人继续跟着耶稣啊，求耶稣。
And then this woman continued to follow Jesus and ask Jesus.
耶稣开口的时候，哦，讲话很难听。
At first, what Jesus said was kind of doesn't sound very good.
Yeah, 给儿女的面包不能够给狗吃哦。
And the bread for our children cannot be given to dogs.
耶稣为什么这样讲话？
Why did Jesus say that?
为什么像这个有需要的妈妈讲这么难听的话
？Why is it give telling this mother who has a lot of needs to have such kind of not very nice words？
你们觉得为什么
？What do you think？
这个女人，你看这个时候，她就说：“狗儿也吃那个儿女桌子上掉下的那个渣渣呀。
”And the woman said, even the dogs would eat the crumbs from the children's table.
耶稣就夸奖她。妇人，你的信心是大的。
And then Jesus would tell her that your faith is great.
耶稣是在他的面前摆放着几个考试。
Jesus has put a few tests in front of her.
耶稣早就知道这个妇人的信心是大的。
From the beginning, Jesus knew this woman's faith is great.
但是或许他自己不知道。
But maybe she didn't know herself.
或许周围的人还不知道。
Maybe the people around her didn't know.
所以你知道吗？越大的信心。是通过克服的越大的困难显现出来的。
And then you see the great faith was revealed by overcoming great difficulties.
不是每个人都经历约伯所经历的。
Not everybody experienced what Job.
也不是每个人都经历这个亚伯拉罕献以撒的经历。
Nobody, not anybody will experience what Abraham has to go through when offering his son Isaac.
但正是经过这些的人生的。痛苦的经历和困难当中，显出这些人的大的信心。
But yet, it's through these painful experiences and challenges will reveal people's faith.
弟兄姐妹，不要浪费我们的 painful 的经历哈，痛苦的经历。
Brothers and sisters, don't waste our painful experiences.
主量过你的。
Jesus, God has measured you.
知道我们能承受多少。
He knew that we can.
他在这个过程当中，他已经把那个信心放在你的里面，你只要去支取这个恩典就好。
He has already put the faith inside you. You just have to derive that grace.
信心就像这个十字架上这个强盗一样。
Faith is like this robber on the cross with Jesus.
这个得救这个强盗，其实一开始跟另外一个强盗一样的，没有太大区别。
In the beginning, this robber was just like the other robber, not a whole lot of difference.
福音书记载说。强盗们都在讥诮耶稣，所以那是复数啊，就是说两个强盗一开始都在讥诮耶稣。
So the gospel recorded that both robbers were in the beginning mocking Jesus.
你若是基督，你怎么会被钉在十字架上呢
？If you are the Christ, why would you be nailed on the cross?
你从十字架上下来，我就信你了。
If you come down from the cross, I'll believe you.
但是就在这个其中一个强盗临死之前呢，真的是神的恩典。
But yet, at the end of his life, for one of those robbers was God's grace.
他心软下来。
His heart softened.
他心转变了。
His heart turned.
这是圣灵给他额外的恩典。
So that is a special grace from the Holy Spirit.
在他临死之前，他能够这样的去凭着信心呼喊耶稣。
At the end of his life, that he could call out in faith.
耶稣啊，当你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And he said, "Jesus, when your kingdom arrives, will you remember me?"
就这一个凭着信心的一个呼喊，他就得了拯救了。
This proclamation in faith led to his salvation.
耶稣转过脸来对他说：“今日你就和我在乐园里了。”
Jesus turned to him and said, "Today you will be with me in heaven."
看到没有？得到安息的最关键的就是带着信心来到耶稣这里。
The key of receiving rest is to come to Him with faith.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到耶稣这里来，耶稣就使我们得安息。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and Jesus will give you rest.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天上的父，谢谢你给我们这样一个明确的、恳切的、真实的呼召，给我们每一个人。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this clear and true invitation.
求你此时此刻加给我信心。
Give us faith at this time.
让我从里面能够把那个信心的手伸出来。
So that we can extend this hand of faith.
来抓住耶稣基督的邀请。
To grasp onto this invitation.
抓住他的话语。
To grasp onto his words.
凭着信心来到耶稣的面前。
Come to him with faith.
来得这救赎的恩典。
To receive the salvation.
来得在耶稣基督里面那永远的安息。
To receive the eternal rest.
主啊，真是让我们心里的眼睛不被仇敌魔鬼给弄瞎了。
So that our eyes of our heart would not be darkened by the enemy.
我们知道这件事是关乎我的永恒的。
Because it matters our eternity.
我不要等。
I don't want to wait.
我不要让其他的事情来拦阻我。
I don't want other things to block me.
求主来断开一切黑暗权势在人心当中的捆绑。
May you break the chains of darkness.
让这里的每一个人都能够心向你完全的敞开。
So that everyone here would open their hearts to you.
对主说，我肯。
To say to Jesus,
我肯，我愿意来到你这里来。
I'm willing to come to you.
求你来悦纳我。
May you accept us.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.